Kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlalo mhlaka 21 Phalakazi 2018 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo imali esiyitholayo ukuthi imali ethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi efike esikolo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababe befuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya okubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungalaswipe. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwala senzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa. Unkunzi yomanzi amnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlanganele lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabehambakiyo kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngiholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulwe nguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba ngemva kwalo mhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, uMnumzana Takawafira Jowu, uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abasethule kuMnangagwa, uJowu uthe bafuna ababalisi lengezele ihoro lifike unkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3,000 ngenyanga.
Msangano wathaita na president.
Umhlangano esiwukhulumileyo lo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awusenini. Ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi baphile azisenini. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance achiyeneyo. Njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo. Kodwa imali abayiholayo eye-$284 imali enlutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezitolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphansi.
Maria wanotambira nge-284 imali shoma zikuru kwazo.
Uzo uphinde wathi bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endaweni ezikhatshana lalapho abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvatati taura vava vachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuti bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa kanye lokuthi obaba labomama abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini. Okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezimali lenotho yelizwe okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo. Bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileyo.
Bathe bachataura na minister wabo unomiria disability.
Biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe nguMnangagwa ukuba uza kwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo. Kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lokholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ uMnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthi ababalisi abasoze babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafezanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganeni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade ekhona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izifiso zabo.
Ha, mhlawana nje uhambe kuhle kakhulu senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welize uPresident Nangagwa ukuthi thina njengababalisi sile nhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo. Ungakhangeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu yenelise ukuyafika emsebenzini i-$90. And sithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona le $90. And sithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vela yenelise. Okunye sikhulume ngakho indaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundela ukuba ngababalisi, iholo yabo yakhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali kanye $150. But ungakhangela abafundela ukuba ngamasosha, abafundela ukuba ngamapolisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngawukhuluma lesikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba bengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini. Njalo Mnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi intambo wezemfundo umnumzana Paul Mavima okade ekhona laye kulo mhlangano utshele 227 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzele eVic Force ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise kwengezela iholo lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Alisenelisanga ukuthola icele likamphathi intambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota kuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthalise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni okungekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamalele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. Sokusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlanyene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu nyeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakobulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababe befuna khona icash ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi emakhaya akubhadala khona icash okungalayikho cash okungala swiping. So manje kade sabantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakala ukuthi bazayikhupha yini okusho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khona lapho kobulawayo kanti iningi belifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabe uyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwe namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwo angana asilethele uhlupho lapha kulezo.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanise kakhulu vela kusathengeki. Uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba ama-prizes sokule prize ye-USA sokule prize ye-bond abantu vela ama-queues agcwele balayinile abantu badidlene vele. I-prize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba kobulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusileka kwemali sokusaffectile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele asisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngaphi sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebhondi. Ibhondi nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ema-estore ezinye alisebenzi, ibhondi bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket. But when you want ukuthi uyathenga ezinye izinto ibhondi kabasasivumele. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela. ngoba supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibond. Ungathi uhamba kuma hardware uthi uyatisamende bazokutshela nge US dollar. Uthi uyatufuna insimba utshela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuna ukuthenga bakutshela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar ngona akasifiti tholi. So thina besicela ukuthi uhulumende nxa enganceda isincede isizwele njengabantu bayo isikhiphele leli bond yalifakayo ngoba ibond leli selisithwala senziwa. Ngabuyezwa sibili siki sibisake lo president ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikhiphele ibond ngoba ibond selisilimazile asilakwaniswa ukuthi siphefumule nxa ebond.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni, amabhanga awalamali, abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola leMelika. Uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kahlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela inengi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla kuzalunga, kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si lokhe sisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphindi. Usithandekile Nkomhlanga owe-Studio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Melusi Moyo, isiphathamandla esibona ngokukhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganiseni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyani esasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoron lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga izimali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyiphanike ukuthi abantu besiya ku-holiday kumbe i-shortage siweke abakhona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga akhona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula yiyo kathi sengikhulumisana labantu se-Medgent kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 kugadumile emnyango bangena nga-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but bebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokho kule ndwendwe nje kuphi. Inani lokho eliyilo lona leyani babelitshilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa $50 then amakampani aphiwa $100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona sengidlula kulaba abathengisa ezokudla le chicken inn sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yasemelika yebond. Nawuthi uyaqathanisa nemali yakithi iprice zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele Melika i-2 piece yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheaper ngawuthenga nge-US. But uhlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yeMelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhodabhoda bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje loba sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana baningi kakhulu kulaya sithi ngama-free market ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako kuphithizelwa kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa ke
wayisho ke insindaba phendula inkinga ke indawo yamafutha le sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo size yavaleka ukuthi akusula weyi ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini abayidabhu abamathathu kulokuzima. Ukhanya kakula bungcono obuba khona sibilini emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhangela ngasemabhumuthi ngengafika ngasemarenkini ayemakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali emafutheni-ke akula bungcono akula bubeni sigendelise sikhula ziziya phambili.
Lo-ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo, isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zakoBulawayo, iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. namhlanje sinika abalaleli benu bethu ithuba lokuthi batho kuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga kanye lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoda. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngezomvikela kuhulumende weMelika uSecretary of Defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi ke isitiki esikhulu sendizamtshina sakwelebhilithani sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina eleGatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngcoleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcwele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kule South Africa basemabhasini emchobeni kubomalaitha nasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma selesekhaya. Kodwa-ke iningi lithi alithokozi ngendlela iziphathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBite Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaya emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo mangaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzakala eborder sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi ngathi 1.5 days seborder impela imoto zingadluli. Ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali othi mhlawumbe udlulise cha uzosokola ngempela, hayi kunzima eborder kunzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogada lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Cwele uthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulungcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcele la ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esipho sesifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpopo unkosikazi Makhoma Makhulupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBite Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Sesibophe abaningi kulowo mgwaqo ababengene elizweni kunelangoba, njalo amapholisa asisize kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obathiweyo ozakhululwa manje kugoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBite Bridge yiwo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Melesi Museveni, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu elimele eZimbabwe yomncintiswano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League eleFC Platinum uNomeni Mapheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville eleASA Otto kusasa. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mapheza utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba ngasoze balidelele iqembu le-AS Otto ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primeiro de Agosto kuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedlulileyo we-CAF Champions League. Umqeqetshi lo uthi bangakwazi mhlophe ukuba babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudinga ukuxhaswa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club, you know, and I think we're just 90 minutes away from.
Wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamathumi ayithoba munye munye ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba sesibaya esomncintiswano weCAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esilidingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu le-FC Platinum ukuze sidlulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum bele-ASOTO wabe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngesonto edlileyo, njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lingadlulela phambili nxa umdlalo ongafika komlindi uyagcina zingutshikilo bhanqa kungela qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMapeza yena uthe bazizama uba behlohle ngoba nxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahlohlanwanga bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi siyaphela. Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliyake limele ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano yokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika kodwa kalizake linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lonyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nako linye icele iqembu le-ASOTO ngowakuqala ukuba liphathe umncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco se-league lonyaka njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise inkezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yemandava esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Untungamile inkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Joshua Nkomo. Joshua Nkomo. Joshua Nkomo. Baba wetu ubeli qawe la maqawe.
Umqali wesiziva nguBrian Sibanda insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfokanyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu othe ukucubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo. Ngikhuluma ngento ezinengempilo, ngothando, ngezinkolo nani nani konke ongakucabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili njalo le ngethi umdeni. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la kakhisimusi naseminyakeni omusha, ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni sithi kuphepha sisiphatheni kahle. Impilo yefana nje naye nazo zonke izinsuku. Engakusho kube ukuthi mina ngiyanthanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathi kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwele South Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. Sisuke ke eBambazi silubhekise eCholocho lapho okudabuka khona umhlabeleli wesibili uNkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye oculayo kwele South Africa. Leli lidlala telikankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu.
Bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo wethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi iminyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Kusho ukuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396. Bawo bese bengitholile-ke lapho edabengene kuFacebook kwipheji lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi. Ungakwazi ukungithola kuWhatsApp.
Uphuma-ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila amagwala.
Sesifike emaphetheleni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje, kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo lwathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labo abalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili unkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.